questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atan, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have a very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Karimi. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, Sheikh Karimi, this is the third part on the topic of the imamate of Imam Ali alayhi salam in his own wording. The statements and the sentences of Imam Ali alayhi salam that prove he was the true successor, true divine successor of Prophet Muhammad after his demise. Okay, what other examples and what other references do you have to state for us?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We are trying to share some narrations from both Shia and Sunni sources. We know that after 25 years, then the companions of the Prophet after the incident of the murder of Uthman, they asked Imam Ali alayhi salam to accept the caliphate, which was of course his right from the time of the demise of the Holy Prophet. And in his sermon, Imam Ali alayhi salam referred to the very fact that it was his right from the beginning, from the time the Holy Prophet passed away. In Nahj al-Balagha, Sermon 2, Imam Ali salam says, "Al-an idh raja' al-haqqu ila ahlih wa nuqila ila muntaqalih." Now, that is, 25 years after the Holy Prophet, it is the time that the right, haqq, has returned to the one who deserves it, which means that for 25 years I've been usurped. This right of me was usurped from me. And in Sermon 6 of Nahj al-Balagha, Imam Ali salam says that فَوَاللَّهِ مَا زِلْتُ مَدْفُوعًا عَنْ حَقِّي مُسْتَأْثَرًا عَلَيْ مُنْذُ قَبَضَ اللَّهُ نَبِيَهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَلِيُّ وَسَلَّمُ. I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, up until today, from the time of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family, my haqq, my right, was usurped from me. In a letter to his brother Aqil, Imam Ali salam writes, Quraysh came together to fight against me after the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. And in one part of his letter, Imam Ali salam says, they usurped the rulership after the Holy Prophet from me. Salabuni Sultana ibn Ummi. This is in Nahj al-Balagha, letter number 36. In another book, this is in Commentary of Nahj al-Balagha by Ibn Abi al-Hadid, volume 9, page 306. There is a prayer quoted by Ibn Abi al-Hadid in which Imam alayhi salam says, Allahumma khzi Qurayshan, O Allah, humiliate the Quraysh. Why? فَإِنَّهَا مَنَعَتْنِي حَقِّي وَغَصَبَتْنِي أَمْرِي. Because of the fact that they prevented me from my right and they usurped my right. That is the caliphate after the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his family. Or فَإِنَّهُمْ ظَلَمُونِي حَقِّي. They oppressed me, they wronged me. وَاقْتَسَبُونِي سُلْطَانَ ابْنُ أُمِّي. In another narration, again in the commentary of Nahj al-Balagha, volume 1, page 307, Imam Ali says, we are the closest relatives of the Prophet, and in terms of the caliphate after the Prophet, no one can be compared to us, and no one shouldn't usurp this right from us, the close relatives of the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family. But unfortunately, those people who were away from the Prophet, they usurped this right from us. In Al-Isti'ab by Ibn Abdul Bir, another Sunni scholar, we read the following in volume 2, page 497. It is mentioned that when Talha and Zubair, at the time of the caliphate of Imam Ali, they somehow broke their allegiance and they began to prepare an army to fight against Imam Ali. Umm al-Fadl, the daughter of Harith, he wrote a letter to Imam Ali alayhi salam. And answering that, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, I'm very surprised by the action of Talha and Zubair. Because after the demise of the Holy Prophet, we told that we are the progeny of the Prophet, we are the true successors of the Prophet, and no one should disobey us in this regard. But these people and other people who were, some of them, close relatives to us, they disobeyed us and they preferred other people over us. And I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that if I was not afraid of making divisions among the Muslims and the return of the disbelievers and the fact that the religion of Islam may be destroyed altogether, then I would have behaved in another way. So we were patient over the suffering. So very clearly, Imam al-Islam is referring to his right as the true successor and the immediate successor after the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his family.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
In another occasion, Imam alayhi salam addressing the immigrants, the muhajirin, says that, O immigrants, Allah, Allah, ya ma'ashar al-muhajirin, he reminds them of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لا تخرجوا سلطان محمد في العرب عن داره وقار بيته. You know that the leadership after the Holy Prophet is belonging to his family, meaning Imam Ali alayhi salam. So do not take it out of it and do not give it to those people who do not deserve it. I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are the most deserving people regarding the caliphate of the Prophet, because we are his Ahlul Bayt, because we are the ones who know the Book of Allah, the Quran, and the most compared to other people. We know the Sunnahs of the Prophet, and Imam talks about some of his virtues. Bashir ibn Sa'ad Ansari says that, O Ali, if the Ansar, the helpers, had heard your words before their paying allegiance to Abu Bakr, then even two people would have not disagreed about this issue, and all of them would have come toward you.
They have heard the sentences of Prophet Muhammad on the day of Qadir.
Exactly.
Ansar and Muhajirin were present over there, isn't it?
Exactly.
So now what is this claim that, for example, we must have heard it from your own tongue to accept your imamate?
I mean, there are different explanations why people forgot everything about Ghadir Khum. And especially the question is raised regarding Ansar. There are different explanations. One explanation is that we know that the immigrants should be firstly blamed for what happened in Saqifah Bani Sa'ada. And some people, of course, Ansar should be blamed as well. But the point is that according to some explanations, first of all, Ansar also became present in Saqifah so that at least, some of them, they could defend Imam Ali al-Islam. And when they come to this conclusion that Muhajirin is not going to give the right to Imam Ali al-Islam, then they try to have this rulership and caliphate for themselves. And of course, they were not able to do so, and they were defeated by the immigrants. And the other point is the fact that this allegiance was taken by force. The Sunni historical books talk about a very famous tribe. The name is mentioned in the books, which on that very day, on those days, special days, they were, asked by the first caliph and other people who supported them to force people to pay allegiance to Abu Bakr. So maybe we can claim that most of the people who paid allegiance to the first caliph, it was not through their own will and wish. They were forced to act upon that. And the other point that we need to take into consideration is the tribal issues.
Yes.
Although these people have heard all these instructions from the Prophet, but at the end of the day, people are still thinking of the benefits and the privileges of their tribes. And although the Holy Prophet tried his best, but still people, and up until today, we see that in some parts of the world, people are thinking about tribal relations. So at the end of the day, many of them prefer these relations over the rights of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Do we have any sentence from Lady Fatima al-Zahra proving the imamate of Imam Ali alayhi salam as an authentic source, you know, as the daughter of Prophet Muhammad?
Thank you for raising this significant question, because we have the same question regarding Lady Zahra salamuna alayha. I think the Sermon of Fadak is enough for answering this question. Very explicitly, Lady Zahra salamuna alayha is talking about this issue. But not only that, we know that based on, again, both Shia and Sunni sources, Imam Ali alayhi salam, together with Lady Zahra salamuna alayha, they went to the houses of the companions of the Prophet, especially the Ansar, the helpers, and to tell them, to remind them of what happened in Ghadir Khum and in other occasions, to tell them that, you know, that Imam alayhi salam is the true successor of the Prophet, why you have chosen Abu Bakr as the first caliph. For example, this had been mentioned in Al-Imama wa Siyasa by Ibn Qutaybah Dinawari, a Sunni scholar, volume 1, page 19. It's been mentioned that in this part of the book, it's been mentioned that together with Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha, Imam alayhi salam used to go to the houses of Ansar at nights. And answering Lady Zahra salamullahi alayha, the Ansar told that, we have paid allegiance to Abu Bakr, and had your husband and your son-in-law and your cousin had come to us before him, we could have paid allegiance to him. And so they brought some excuses. Also, Ibn Abi al-Hadith says that Imam Ali alayhi salam, together with Lady Zahra salamun alayha, used to go to the houses of Ansar and others, other companions of the Prophet. It's been mentioned in the commentary of Nahj al-Balagha, volume 11, page 14, that 40 people accepted the request of Imam Ali alayhi salam and Lady Zahra salamun alayha and paid allegiance to him, that we are with you even if it is the matter of our life. So Imam alayhi salam told them that, if this is the case, tomorrow come to me in the early morning while you have shaved your head and you are armed. But the point is that the next day in the morning only 4 people were present. So the next night, Imam alayhi salam and Lady Zahra salamullah alayha did the same. Again, they promised, but they didn't show up. And the third happened, and the same happened for the next night. So in all these cases, we see that both Imam alayhi salam, Lady Zahra salamullah alayha, and other faithful companions of Imam alayhi salam did so. They refer to different events in which the Holy Prophet introduced Imam alayhi salam as his caliphate. But the point is that those companions did not act upon the instructions of the Holy Prophet. So no one can claim that Imam alayhi salam and Lady Zahra salamun alayha were silent.
Thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min labani aliyin wa husayin. لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يا تدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن